Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 636 and three quarters, down 12 and a quarter. December, 648 and a quarter, now 48 even, down 12. Soft September wheat, 537 and a quarter, down 13 and a half. December, 560 and three quarters, down 12 and three quarters. September corn, 376 and a half, down three, now down two and three quarters. December, 384, down three and a quarter. March, 15, 395 and three quarters, down three and a quarter. July, 412 and three quarters, down two and a half. August soybeans, 1181 and three quarters, up seven. November, 1096 and a half, up two and a half. Go out to January, 1104 and a half, up two and a half. August soybean meal, 380.10, down 40. August soybean oil, 36.61, up 24. August live cattle, 151.50, up 85. August feeder cattle, 212, 17 and a half, up 57 and a half. August lean hogs, 127.25, and they are down 160.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Market's been chattering this week, Mike, up and down, up and down. And we keep thinking that, well, maybe there's a little bit more here than a dead cat bounce. And yet the wheat market continues to kind of hold the market back, it seems to me.
Without a doubt, I think you nailed it there, Dave, with the demand side of the wheat continuing to disappoint. The business is there. It's been a heavy week for export tenders, a lot coming out of the Middle East, but the U.S. continues to not get the business. And so as a result of that, we started the week out with the wheat leading to the upside, showing the best signs of life. But by the time we got to the middle of the week, thanks to the export inspections and especially the export sales on yesterday, we saw the wheat continue lower. But I think it's really interesting because of the major feature of the Malaysian jet being shot down and that terrible travesty is that the wheat was the first thing to jump higher, 6% higher off the lows. Equities were the first thing to jump lower, 1.4% move off the highs. And I think this teaches us something about the wheat, and especially for corn bean producers, and talking about wheat a lot as we do on Fridays, in light of the fact that the Ukraine is much more a factor in terms of the global corn market than it is the global wheat market. We still see here by yesterday's reaction in the market that wheat is indeed the sentiment leader and is indeed the price trend leader. And this goes back to your initial point, is why haven't we been able to get off the ground and get off the launch pad, and it's been because of wheat. I think this issue with the Malaysian jet just reiterates and reinforces the fact and the analysis that I continue to present that you can't get a corn and bean bottom that's meaningful until the wheat bottoms. You can get a weather rally, you can get a short covering rally, you can get a technically led rally, but until you get the wheat to bottom, the price trend is probably not going to change.
Why hasn't wheat bottomed? You look at world situations, and yes, there's more wheat in the world, although there are problem areas. Russia is having trouble with its harvesting of wheat, and as said, their crop is going to be smaller. You do still have some difficulties, I guess, with the wheat crop in the U.S. as well. However, wheat has not found its bottom, and more to the point, wheat has not found export business out of the U.S., and it seems to me that goes beyond the price of the wheat.
It does. It goes beyond the price of the wheat, and this is where it's the sentiment leader. I think the geopolitics plays a huge factor here, Dave, as far as United States wheat. I think the answer to your question could be formed in the same manner as why are we making new record highs in the equities markets, and it really, I think, boils down to the number one factor other than the actual demand is that the black box computer-driven trading has been in control of these markets for the better part of 5 or 7 years because of the low volatility, and we haven't seen what you would call animal spirits, the fear factor, come in. You've seen the volatility index, the VIX, continue to sit near its all-time lows, even with things going on in the Ukraine, even with things going on in the Middle East with Israel and Gaza. But like Deutsche Bank said this morning, it was reported by the London Telegraph, they sent out a note yesterday afternoon. They said geopolitics are underestimated and mispriced, and I think your equities are severely overvalued and your wheat is severely undervalued when you look at it through the eye or through the lens of the geopolitics of whether that wheat in the Black Sea is really going to be available, and is there a risk premium that needs to be put on hard assets and commodities once we see the volatility index start to go up, because then all of a sudden you'll probably start to see the interest rates go up because money tends to become more expensive historically. Once you see these things start to go, and maybe yesterday was the fuse that was lit because of this Malaysian jet being shot down, but once you start to see that historically, you see the VIX and the interest rates start to go up, you start to see a turn towards hard asset allocation. And I would think that the wheat would be first and foremost in line, and that the equities markets and the livestock markets would be the most overvalued at this point in time. So these are the things we walk into as we hear the president speak in less than an hour, and as we watch for the noontime model updates, this becomes still something on our radar screen we need to watch.
So what will your anticipation be for the beginning of next week?
Well, I think the anticipation for the beginning of next week is, do we hold the lows in September wheat? We hit the 525 level a few days back. We hit 530 in a fraction yesterday. Can we carve out a double bottom today? And with the row crop weather being probably the most agreeable to a short covering rally in the corn and beans, and the recent export demand in corn and especially in beans being the most agreeable since, you know, the two big reports we've seen here in the last 20 days, I would think that you'd have the best chance for all three to find a short covering rally. And can that get us above the 10-day moving average and some of those commodity index charts? If those things happen and you can get a true technical bottom and price bottom with wheat in the ballpark and running with the row crops to the upside, then I think you have a 10 to 15-day rally back up, and you start looking for those gaps in the Dease corn and in the August beans to get filled.
Seems like quite a few ifs. A lot has to happen against just the straight idea that the crop is big.
It's been that way all year. You know, you can look at the Chinese GDP coming in at 7.5% and only the copper and the aluminum markets reacting. You can see the steel market coming back around, but nothing has really helped the grain markets, and it goes back to what we've been talking about. So it remains a question of if until that sentiment, until that price change in the wheat occurs.
Anything else before we let you go this morning?
Well, I would think that with the ramp up in the Gaza and Israel, we would see the equities markets maybe make some new lows and the energy markets make some new highs. I think it might be wise to watch the ethanol market here and see if we don't get a little bit of a boost from it. Maybe not today, but if we really see a strong ground assault by Israel and that brings in more of a Middle East concern, the trade should start to be reactive more in the energy markets.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 636.5 down 12.5. Soft December, 537 down 13.75. September corn, 376.75 down 2.75. December, 384 down 3.25. August soybeans, 1180.5 up 5.75. September, 1111 up 0.5. November, 10.95¾ up 1¾. August soybean meal, 379.80 down 70. August soybean oil, 36.60 up 23. And August lean hogs, 127.22½, they're down 160. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.